Hi, this is Ross the Boss, and you are listening to the Deaf to All But Metal podcast.
Dominate, desecrate, annihilation! Bringer of death!
Hello and welcome, listeners, to the Deaf to All But Metal podcast, and tonight we are so incredibly lucky to be joined by the one and only Ross the Boss from Manowar, from Ross the Boss, from Shaken Street, from Death Dealer. Ah, man, Ross, it is so good to have you on the show.
It's an honor to be here. How's everybody doing today?
Fantastic, man, fantastic. I am so excited to talk to you about the upcoming tour. You're going to be touring Hail to England for its 35th anniversary. I cannot believe that.
Time has gone by fast.
So can you tell us a bit about, obviously 35th anniversary, but can you tell us a bit more about the tour and why you're bringing it back down to Australia as well after coming back last year?
Yeah, well, as you said, we came last year. We had a tremendous reaction to the band and to the shows, and the demand was there to come back again, and said we're coming. but this time we wanted to, add a little different thing to the promotion. So we decided to pick an album and just do it. Just do the whole record. Add on. More Manowar classics of my era, and of course Ross the Boss songs. A couple will be put in there because I'm getting a tremendous reaction to the new band's material. And as a matter of fact, we are going into the studio this coming Saturday to start work on our new record.
Fantastic. You heard it here first, guys. That is so exciting. By Blood Sworn, which came out last year as well, I heard it was received incredibly well around the world. I know it charted in Germany quite well. And the guys seemed, fortunately I did the meet and greet with you last year, and I got a chance to talk to Mark and Mike quite a bit more, and they seem to be loving it as well. So it's fantastic to hear that you've got some new material. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
The new material is, it's kind of like, because there was such a fast turnaround, coming up with songs, coming up with really good songs and riffs, not the easiest thing to do. They don't grow on trees. great songs, but we do. Everyone contributed, and we're excited. We're excited. We are. I think everyone's going to be very, very blown away by this record. I said we can't. We have to outdo. We have to have a better record. We just have to. And so. And what can I say? I mean, I think we're going to have a really successful record.
I have to ask. I've noticed from listening to the last album, and also from looking at your quite prodigious output the last few years as well. A lot of people say, you get older, you do this stuff for a long time, you get into more mellow music, or you sort of calm down a bit, but that kind of seems to be the opposite with you. So where's this energy coming from?
I know people say, how are you doing it? I'm saying, well, I got to tell you what I told the last interviewer, you got to take your apple cider vinegar, and then you have to have a good diet. You have to have a lot of hamburgers. You have to have a lot of beer and a lot of vodka. I'm only kidding. But no, you have to take care of yourself. I take care of myself. But every morning I wake up and I'm happy. And I'm happy with what I'm doing. And I'm happy. I can't believe the fan reaction. And after all these years, it's just getting bigger and bigger. And I'm saying to myself, there are no rules anymore. The rule book has been thrown out of rock and roll.
That's awesome to hear. And one thing that does come to mind when I think about this stuff as well, obviously there's Manowar, and I know you recently played with KK Downing as well. Now, obviously, ex Judas Priest, and I see these bands, you know, having these fights or having these, you know, disagreements that sort of end with the band sort of stopping or opportunities missed. Is that something that's kind of weighed on your mind?
Well, I mean, I went through that with Manowar in 88, so...
Mm. I mean, it's a long time ago now, but...
Yeah, it was so long, it was so like a lifetime ago, two lifetimes ago. So, you know, listen, things happen, bands have disagreements. KK and I have similar stories. What can I say? I mean, you know, this is, you know, it's like when you're in a band, it's like a marriage. You know, you're definitely married to each other, and then people and things can happen, and things can be said. But I say, it's never impossible. It's never impossible to make up with people, to realize, you know, everybody's wrong. No one's right. Everybody's wrong. Everyone's right. Everyone's wrong. You know what I'm saying? What I'm trying to say with Judas Priest. I talked to KK and was like, listen, you might have said some things that you regret. Everyone does, but in the end, you have this record, this thing that you created together, and it's all of you did it. You know, you and Glenn and Rob and Ian and you know, so. You have this together, and then so, you know, it'll always be there. So after the gig, after Bloodstock, I see in Blabbermouth, oh, it's not ruled out that KK can't come back.
Hmm.
So at least we put some positive energy into the air, into the universe, and maybe something good will happen.
After listening to a couple of other interviews, recent interviews, and obviously, you know, having this great lineup now, your sort of positive attitude seems to be infectious. And I mean, obviously, like I was saying, you know, the guys from the band, this is obviously like your second release now, but I mean, these guys have all been playing for a long time as well with a lot of different people, like Mark with Let Us Pray, Mike with Symphony X. Yes. Steve as well. Obviously, you play with Death Dealer together as well. Does that vibe seem to be coming across in the writing in the new album? Like this positivity?
Yes, yes, yes. I mean, we're, you know, as positive as heavy metal could be, down and dark, and sour, and you know, and just pragmatic and just. You know, everyone hates everybody. We hate everything. Hate is our strength and stuff like that. But no, we are very positive about our work and the fact that we can do this, and it's just getting better and better. But we have a lot of work to do, and you know, you still got to work hard every single day, and that's what I do. I get up and I work hard every single day. I mean, I don't take any days off a week. You know, I do have another business. We have a sports facility here in Queens.
Oh, wow.
I work every single day. Yeah, it's baseball and softball and cricket. And so I work every single day. I work on music every single day. And, you know, so there's no days off and there are no vacations for me. And people, you don't take a vacation. I said, no, my vacation is going out and touring the world. You know, I just can't see... taking 2 weeks and sitting in and going to a hotel and sitting at the pool. You know, I just can't do that. That's just not me. So I choose to work every single day. And the net result of working hard is the output that I've been able to put, you know, to give. And there's, you know, it just doesn't stop. I mean, I think it's great. I mean, I'm going to have two more records this year, the Third Dealer and the new Roster Boss record. So... I'm not stopping.
No, well, I mean, I know you seem to have a reputation, especially with recording. I know, speaking about it a while ago, just talking about, you know, Sign of the Hammer was recorded in 6 days. Into Glory Ride right. was apparently 3 days. Is this going to be a similar affair? Is it just all in, everything's done, like you've already done the writing before hitting the studio?
Yeah, the writing, basic writing is done. There weren't on this record, there weren't a lot of rehearsals for any of the songs, but we're ready to go. We're ready to record them in the studio. We'll make our adjustments, and you know, it's going to happen. The songs are, you know, the songs are done. You know, the song structures are done. So, and we just go, you know, wait for studio magic. You know.
I wanted to ask you about your opinion on that feeling of community in the metal scene, because I mean, you've obviously played with so many people, and there's so many upcoming releases, and you've been touring with so many people, and you have already spoken about just, you know, you don't rest, you're always working, you're working on something, but that seems to be something,
right.
Yeah, something in common across the community. Do you find everyone that you've been working with to sort of get to that point? And keep going, especially obviously after so many years of doing it. Have you noticed it's more community spirit, or is it just you putting your nose to the grindstone?
Yeah, it's the nose to the grindstone, but we do know, all the bands do know that we're a community. You know, we're all family. As I was saying before, you know, everyone in heavy metal and hard rock are family, basically.
Mm.
You know, in all the countries, and that's for sure.
I mean, you've obviously been doing so much touring as well, and a lot of it not in countries that necessarily have English as a first language.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean, obviously you've got a back catalogue of songs that people know you for, but as far as getting through and the people that help you out, is it as easy, do you find, still to make those contacts? Like, maybe for the rest of the band who, you know, maybe played in bands that obviously aren't quite as big as Manowar. Do you find it easy, or do you find it hard for those guys sometimes? Or do they find it hard?
Hard for my band?
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's the bigger band. I mean, to be bigger is what we want to be, you know. The goal of mission is to rise. Our goal is to rise, you know, to get to the point we're doing really big productions, you know.
Mm.
But I think they're digging the process, and it's just digging the process. And you know, we're watching results. We're getting results, and I think that's the most important thing to the band.
Fantastic. Man, I won't keep you much longer, but there's one thing that I've always wanted to ask you about in regards to your lyric writing in particular. And I know, you know, like references in song titles and references in even band names and album titles. It's not the most rock and roll thing for some people, but I figure there may be like some fantasy literature stuff that maybe you haven't talked about before, and I just wanted to ask you about that.
That would all have to come down to my influences in music. It would have to be like, you know, you see a movie, you know, I grew up with Conan comic books and Marvel comic books and that kind of, all that stuff. The Marvel world, you know, Iron Man and Thor and, you know, Captain America. And classical music, of course, was a big influence on me, especially Wagner.
Uh-huh.
Wagner and Manowar were very, very big, that whole thing. And so I would say, you know, the movie Conan, you know, came out right before the Manowar record came out, so it really influenced the group a lot. You know, sagas of heroism and battle and fantasy and Excalibur and things like that were really a big influence on me. Still are, absolutely still are. Viking mythology, Norse mythology, the Roman, you know, Latin, mm-hmm. Roman, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Greek culture. The Greek culture is tremendously strong. So, you know, if you knew anything about the history of the world, and how things happened, and Alexander the Great, and stuff like that. You know, it all, you could, if you have a fertile imagination, it could all work, you know?
In counterpoint to that, I mean, you know, I'd guessed, especially a lot of the earlier Manowar stuff, but in counterpoint to that, has that changed with your most recent material, or has it changed with age, have you found?
No, it really hasn't changed with age. I mean, we still write about a lot of the same things. Mark writes a bunch of lyrics now, so he's got this anger issue. He's got anger management issues. he writes a lot about hate and just, you know, he can't take things, and he gets moody, you know, and which that's what drives him. And so he writes a lot about that. So
Better out than in, hey.
Yeah.
Cool. Ross, I won't keep you much longer, I just wanted to ask, is there anything you wanted to tell us about the upcoming tour, or anything you wanted to say to the listeners,
yes,
or Australian fans?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Of course there is. Okay. I said, listen.
They definitely will.
Last year, it was a great run, right? But now we're coming back, and it's going to be better, and it's going to be heavier, faster, louder. And I can tell you, I can guarantee you, and people know me, I don't lie, because I don't have to lie about anything. And just come to the show, even if you don't like Manowar, right? And there are a lot of people that don't like Manowar, metal fans, so believe it or not. So if you don't, just come and check us out, because the incredible musicianship of the band is worth checking out. Even if you don't like the songs. And you're going to like the songs the way we play them. So, come and see the band. Come and see the show. Support heavy metal. And let's kick some ass.
Fantastic. Well, I'll definitely be coming to the show. Ross, thank you so much for joining us. I really appreciate it. And good luck with the tour, and good luck with the rest of the recording.
Thank you. We'll see you soon.
Awesome. Take care, man.
All right.